We are in the midst of another burgeoning cultural war, this time between those who have children and those who do not.
Weekend Edition's popular culture commentator, Stephen Stark.
Those without kids now see themselves as part of a growing and powerful movement. They're fueled by websites, supported by sympathetic TV episodes on shows such as Ally McBeal and The Drew Carey Show, and incited by books like Eleanor Burkett's The Baby Boon, How Family-Friendly America Cheats the Childless. A few comments from the web will show you what I mean. Today's parents seem to feel an enormous misplaced sense of entitlement just because they chose to have children and bring stress and financial strain to their lives, as well as noise and constant interruption to their night's sleep, writes one. Now they want the rest of us to relieve them of the consequences of their actions. Writes another, if someone deliberately chooses to train for the Eco Challenge or climb Mount Everest, knowing that their choice entails financial hardship and less time to devote to a career, should the government step in and help them out? Those in the movement call for everything from an end to government policies that aid those with children to the establishment of child-free zones or hours in supermarkets and restaurants. This new adults-only movement is a product of a number of social forces that have been building for decades, including the liberation of women from the biological imperative of having children, the emphasis on work in a go-go economy, and the aging of America, since the old often see spending for the young as a threat to their own interests. But the main force driving it is what I would call the privatization of America, the notion that we should all be out for ourselves now, and there is no such thing as a collective good, even when it comes to raising the next generation. It's a notion that would have been considered heresy even 20 years ago, but it's common currency now. I have young children. I don't claim any special privileges for that, but from my vantage point, I see a culture very different from the one these people describe. When I look at TV, for example, I see a world that reflects the childless, ER, Friends, The Practice. Whereas a generation ago, children were all over television. When I look at the workplace, I see a world where it's virtually impossible for women with children to compete with those who don't have them, if only because they don't have the time or energy. Our schools are awful compared to 30 years ago. Sadly, this is a war where the real victims, children, aren't even the combatants. Democracy is about compromise, but it's in the nature of culture wars like this one that neither side can find common ground.
The comments of Stephen Stark are a regular feature of our program.